Several years ago, I really enjoyed a movie. It starred Steve Martin and John Candy. It was called Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And if you ever saw it, you may remember that Steve Martin was a business executive that was trying to make his way home to Chicago for the Thanksgiving holiday, only for Chicago to get snowed in with a major blizzard. And so his plane was diverted, and he ended up pairing up with John Candy, and they spent a night in a hotel together. They took a train, and that broke down. They took a bus, that broke down. They rode in a tractor-trailer truck, and eventually rented a car, which burned up. Now, it's a funny movie, but there's a message in it as well, that there is power in taking the unknown road, in returning home by another way. So today we're looking at the story of the Magi and how they had to take a different road to get home. This is Prime. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located here in Madison, Tennessee. And the Lord be with you.
This is Prime, the online service of prayer and praise for and from the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee. This service is for January the 3rd, 2021, Epiphany Sunday.
Let us pray together. O God, you have made of one blood all nations, and by a star in the east revealed to all peoples him whose name is Emmanuel. Enable us who know your presence with us so to proclaim his unsearchable riches, that all may come to his light and bow before the brightness of his rising, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. To crown him again, King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, praise and praising's voices raising, worshiping God on high. Thy perfect light. his mind. Its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Soaring, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of life, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sounds through the earth and skies. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Guide us to thy perfect light. Guide us to thy perfect light.
Our act of praise comes from Psalm 72, 1 through 7 and 10 through 14. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to a king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy and crush the oppressor. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound until the moon is no more. May the kings of Tarshish and the isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations give him service. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy, and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Welcome to the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, a faith community dedicated to growing in our love of God and love of neighbor. For over 170 years, our church has been a presence in Madison, Tennessee, helping people connect to God and showing the love of Christ in all sorts of ways. We invite anyone seeking meaning and purpose in their life to join us as we work together to walk in the way of Jesus. During the COVID epidemic, we've worked hard to balance the need to gather together with the responsibility we have to keep one another safe. Given the recent uptick in the number of infections, we have chosen to suspend in-person worship through the rest of 2020 or until the infection rate in our city shows a significant decline. While we aren't gathering together on Sunday mornings, the work of City Road Chapel continues on, both online and through ministries of mercy. Our Prime worship experience is shared on YouTube every Saturday evening, and the Walking in the Way podcast is published every Tuesday or Wednesday. We will be having a special Advent study using YouTube and Zoom on Wednesday evenings, and every Tuesday, members of our church gather online for sharing and prayer. We also share God's love with the homeless in our community through our Showers of Blessing and Feast Community Meals, and we minister to children and their families through our 3-star rated Child Development Center. We encourage you to visit our website to find out more about all of our ministries at www.cityroadchapel.org. Our work is dependent on the generosity of our members and the community. If you would like to make a donation to the work of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, please visit our website at cityroadchapel.org/give. All donations are tax deductible. We hope and pray that you find meaning in today's service, and we pray God's blessings on you in the weeks to come. Our scripture reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Take a moment to meditate on this story. What do you hear God saying to you today?
So the movie I mentioned at the beginning of our service today is a great movie. It's really funny and features a couple of comic geniuses, but I think what grabs us about that is our own experience of having to find another way home. I mean, all the Steve Martin character wanted to do was to get home to be with his family. And in the course of things, the road took different turns. He had to go in different directions. And he eventually ended up in a relationship with somebody he didn't want to be in a relationship with. But in the end, their shared journey led him to invite John Candy home for Thanksgiving. Now, very few of us have been forced to take that kind of extreme pathway, but we all have the experience of having to go home another way. You know, we'll be heading home and you come to a train track and the train will be stopped blocking the road and you can either wait forever or you can turn around and try to take an alternate route. Sometimes the interstate will be backed up going into downtown, and so you'll zoom off and try to go a back way to find your way around the traffic. And one of the things I've learned over the years is that when I do that, I often see things and experience things that I never would have experienced if I had taken my normal rut of a route
into downtown. Now, the story of faith, the story of Jesus as lived out by the Magi, is a story that is filled with detours. It's a story that demands that all who would hear it go home by another way. And it's a story that takes the expectations of the Hebrew people for a Messiah and takes it down a really different path. I think it's important for us to take a minute to think about the Hebrew expectations for the Messiah. Of course, I think all of us know that the Hebrew people thought the Messiah was going to be a warrior king who would come in to kick the Romans out and bring forth Israel back into power. And yet, this story of Jesus' birth paints anything but a royal birth. You see, in a royal birth, they would expect that the revelation of God would come through the religious leaders, through the priests and those put in power throughout the land. But instead, God's revelation comes to a bunch of crazy astrologers from Persia who were simply open to the possibility that God could be at work. They thought that this warrior king would ride in with all sorts of pomp and circumstance, and instead, he comes as a baby born to poor parents in Bethlehem. It's a story not of celebration and honor, but as we'll read on in Matthew, of exile and poverty. The story of Jesus' birth was a roadblock in the way of understanding Jesus as a Messiah, and all who hear it are forced to go in another direction from what their expectations might hold. And Jesus continues throughout his life to demonstrate another way, to take the back road, to take the narrow road, or the road less traveled. He would say that my ways are not super highways, but rather the country lane. He would say that power is not found in success and strength, in certainty and knowledge, but rather in weakness. Faith is more important than our power or what we look like. God's kingdom is found when we become humble, when we become humble children who recognize that we're not in control. And then we have the cross, which seems weird to talk about during the culmination of this Christmas season, but it's part of the story. And the cross is the ultimate roadblock. The Magi seem to understand this need to go home by another way. They understood that that wasn't the logical thing to do, that it wasn't convenient, that it was dangerous. If nothing else, they faced the wrath of King Herod. And there were easier and more convenient roads. But God had been revealed to them in this baby. God had broken forth, and they would never be the same. They came looking for a king, but instead found the essence of God living in a baby. And once they had experienced that, there was no turning back. And that's true for us as well. For when we experience the reality of God's presence in our midst, we have no choice but to take a different road. And that road isn't easy. It's narrow, it's twisty, it's off the beaten path. It isn't the popular way. The highway of God is not lined with restaurants and stores, but crosses. It's a path that calls us to give ourselves sacrificially. It's a road that calls us to give up comfort and security in order to be faithful to the call of God. You see, this call beckons us to ignore the calls of the world to accumulate everything that we can for our own comfort. It instead calls us to give to those in need. The way of Christ is a path which calls us to put aside our own agendas, instead to take up God's agenda. The way of Christ pulls us from the roads of success and instead places us in the byways of humility. When we follow Christ, we have no choice but to go another way. But when we do, Christ opens us up to amazing opportunities. It allows us to see things that we might never otherwise see. It allows us to experience events we might never otherwise experience. The other way of Jesus causes us to meet him in the faces and lives of the people we would never imagine crossing our paths, people who are different from us, but who shine the light of Christ to us. And that's the epiphany we receive today. The light that is shined into our hearts when we're willing to take the path less traveled and follow Jesus wherever he leads us. Jesus most clearly demonstrated this to us, this taking a different way, in his death on the cross. He could have taken the easy way. He could have taken the well-traveled path. But to do so would have been to leave God's highway and take the well-worn path that leads to ruin. So through faith, Jesus took the hard way. And he called out to us, "Follow me, for this is the way home." That's what we remember today in the communion meal that many of us will take to get today. Because when we eat the bread and drink the cup, we remember that we too are called to take the other road. When we share in this mysterious meal, we follow in the footsteps of Christ, footsteps that lead us to home. Now, we find ourselves today with a choice. If nothing else, 2020 has said, the road you've used before is not before you. And here at our church at City Road Chapel, we have been guilty of taking the familiar path, the familiar roads, the easy way, so much that we can do church in our sleep, and sometimes we do. But if we're to be a people who walk in the way of Jesus, people who truly wish to follow Jesus where he leads us, we're faced with a call to travel this journey in a different way. The epidemic, the tornado, the bombing, everything that has happened has been a sign that says the old ways that you have taken, they're blocked. So find another way to live out your faith in the world. And it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be challenging. And we're probably going to be forced to deal with people like John Candy in that movie who were unlovable and who challenge our notions of what it means to be a Christian. And this journey is going to have all sorts of turns and bumps in the road, and we will likely end up at a few roadblocks as well. But when we reach the end of the road, the time when we finally get home, we'll discover that dinner's on the table and the fireplace is ablazing, and we'll know that we're home. So, my friends, the plane's been diverted, the train is broken, and it's time for us to take another road and see where God is leading us on this amazing ride.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, hide it under a bush. you'll know I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, oh, this little light of mine, 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 I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
As we end our time together today, I want to share just a couple of announcements about life in our church. First of all, today, that is Sunday the 3rd, we are doing drive-through communion between 10 and 11 a.m., and we want to invite anybody who is interested to come and drive through by our main entrance, the glass doors there off the parking lot, and we will serve you communion at your car. Hope that you will come be a part of that. Also, on the 4th, that is Monday the 4th, our daycare will be opening up after being closed for a couple of weeks. We went through a couple of weeks of scare around the COVID crisis, but everybody's healed, everybody's doing better, and so we're really happy to be able to open the daycare up as well. In terms of when we'll get back for in-person worship, we are going to be waiting to see the numbers go down. Right now, probably we're looking at waiting a couple of weeks after Christmas just to see how things go, and then we'll figure out where we go from there. Of course, we always are a people that needs to be praying. And so I invite you to join in prayer together for the circumstances that you're going to see scroll by on the screen. Keep all of these things in your prayers. Let us pray. Light of the world, a star in the east led the Magi to seek your presence. May your Holy Spirit be our guiding light, always leading us to seek your will and desire in everything we do. Lord, we live in a world that needs your light, and you have called us to shine your light wherever we are. Make your light burn bright in us, so that all the world will know of your love. Be with the sick and the hurting and those in great need. Send your Spirit to bring forth healing and wholeness. And Lord, as we enter a new year, we ask for a new beginning. Transform all that was broken in 2020 and redeem it for your purposes. May this be a year of unity and peace. Jesus, we come before you today, remembering that you took the form of a servant, humbling yourself to the point of death, so that all the world might be redeemed and light would shine in the darkness. It's in your honor that we pray together the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
God hold you in the palm of